243 jobs are cut out of the draft budget. It has $21 million less revenue. And Superintendent Karen Gaborik is already dealing with a $6 million loss from the school year we're in now.
It's a budget like I have not experienced in my entire career, like everything else this year. The magnitude of cuts are beyond what I've experienced.
Pandemic enrollment is the biggest factor in the revenue drop. Gaborik says the district lost 2,000 students since March 2020. Elementary students returned to in-person learning last week. Middle school students returned this week and high schoolers next week. The district's current count of in-person, e-learning, and home learning students is about 11,000.
Approximately 2,000 students have left the district. As of last Monday, very few students who left the district completely have decided to come back.
Using the state of Alaska's per-student funding formula of about $6,000, those lost students look like a $12 million gap, but there is a ripple effect of more. A $2 million loss in transportation money and another $2 million loss in federal funding are tied to those lost students.
Yeah, that's the big driver of the revenue loss, is the decline, huge decline in enrollment.
So the total state of Alaska contribution will drop about $10 million. Last year it was $131 million. This year it'll be $121 million. The budget anticipates the Fairbanks North Star Borough will contribute about the same $49 million it gave last year, but that's yet to be seen. All of these numbers can be confusing, so the district has posted the draft budget on its website. A presentation to families and community on Facebook Live is planned for next week. Gaborik says it's possible that student enrollment will rebound before next school year, as concerns about the risks of in-person learning may dissipate.
My sense of it is that people are waiting for the vaccine, maybe hoping that that will roll out by third quarter.
Class sizes will increase, 24 or 26 kids for elementary schools, 29 per class in middle schools, and 32 kids in each class for high schools. The school board will hear from the district's chief operating officer, Andrew DeGraw, at a work session Monday night. Then it will be on the agenda for the regular school board meeting on Tuesday. The board's recommended budget is due to the Borough Assembly by April 1st. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.